I think probably the two biggest challenges are the timelines and finding the money that it's going to take to be sure that we develop an appropriate IT system. Colorado's had a pretty spotty record in the past with some of their IT systems, and we need to have a good system for the exchange itself, but in addition to that, there needs to be a good system or a good eligibility determination process. And the reality is our current Colorado Benefits Management System is just not really going to be up to the task, I don't think. And you know, there are some challenges because CBMS already integrates eligibility determination for Medicaid and for human services programs. A lot of states haven't gone that far to integrate those eligibilities, but we have. And as a result, you know, it's not just making distinction between Medicaid and those served in the exchange because of all of the other human services components. You can't just, you know, throw them together.
What's your opinion of the feds throwing it to the states to establish their own essential health benefits?
Well, it sure does create more challenges for the state, because we were assuming that there would be some really good guidance, but I don't think there is. So at the same time that the exchange itself is being developed, the rules around what that package is going to look like are working. And right now the commissioner of insurance is he's having some town hall kinds of meetings to try and help determine what that is, those essential benefits will be for Colorado, because the exchange is really a marketplace, and the commissioner of insurance still has the same role as before. So,
do you have any opinion on whether the Affordable Care Act will stand?
I believe it will. But whether it does or not, what we said all along as Senate Bill 200 was going through the process is that our intent is to create a health benefit exchange that would work regardless of what happened. It would certainly be harder, I think, to deal with some of the financing ultimately and of those participants who would be included in the exchange, because you know, a share of the participants is anticipated to be those people receiving some kind of subsidy. This is the place where they should be buying their insurance.